Thank you, Dorothy. And our final selection is a mixed bag. We start with the news that Castle Mal is to have a new name and a rebranding. And we also learn that some homeowners are generating extra income by letting out their driveways, and that the police are putting on extra patrols of our city parks this summer.
Castle Mall's new name and signage has been revealed ahead of a major rebrand of the site. Bosses at the City Centre Shopping Hub have applied to change their signage, dumping the old mall name for Castle Quarter. Sources said the change is to reflect Castle Mall's transformation from a simple shopping centre to a more experiential destination, offering food, cinema, a gym, and soon a bowling alley. Planning documents show drawings of the new signage with the strapline Shop, Dine, Watch, Play. The full rebrand is expected to be revealed in the autumn, but bosses are remaining tight-lipped about what else is planned.
Police are set to flood officers into Norwich parks this summer to make them safe for residents and identify high harm areas. It comes after City Centre Police launched an operation to disrupt a group of 30 youths known to deal drugs and carry knives in Chapelfield Gardens. Undercover and uniformed officers will be upping patrols in the gardens this summer, and in the coming weeks, all city parks will see more patrols. It's part of a bid to identify those areas of Norwich which have the highest levels of violence, drugs or antisocial behaviour. Norwich Police Commander Superintendent Terry Lawden said he wanted to make parks in the city safe for the public over the summer months. He added he didn't want to simply move the problem around. And on the first day of the operation in Chapelfield Gardens last week, police seized two knives, some cannabis and some Class A drugs.
People are making as much as £12 an hour renting out driveways or spaces online because of the lack of parking in and around Norwich. Homeowners who don't need to use their own garages or off-street spaces are using the Your Parking Space site to cash in. One person with a garage at their home in Templemere, off Sprowston Road, wants £450 a month, and another in a new home in Bishey, Barnaby Way, Beauthorpe, is charging nearly £12 an hour for their car parking spot. The money-making scheme has evolved from the lack of parking and the cost, particularly when Norwich City are playing at home or for commuters having to leave their cars at the station every day. Your Parking Space has more than 50,000 people registered and allows you to list your space for no charge. It handles the payment and driver details and makes its money by charging 20% on top, but you can set your own price and times when the space is available.
Well, we've now come to the end of this week's edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. All postage is paid, no stamp is needed. All news items were taken from the Norwich Evening News, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording. We are always pleased to hear from our listeners. You can call us on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone, or you can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Our thanks go to all the team behind the scenes at Chatterbox. Your readers on part one were James McGarry and Sophie Yotens. Our recordist this week was Brian Kerridge, and the editor was Carol McStravick. Chatterbox will be back next week. But for now, it's goodbye from Richard Matthew.
and Richak Raborty. Goodbye.